USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his decision to raise tariffs on China next month. On the south lawn of the White House, the president says his decision will help the United States economy and force China to make a better deal.
When my people came home, they said, we're talking. We have another meeting in early September. I said, that's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
The president is in Cincinnati, Ohio, for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he does not support President Trump's pick to be the next director of national intelligence, Texas Congressman John Ratcliffe.
He strikes me as is extremely unqualified in every way.
The New York Democrat speaking before heading off for the August recess. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 280 points to close at 26,583. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Senate is passing along a big compromise budget deal to President Trump's desk for a signature. 23 Republicans did vote no, including Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, who explains why on Fox News.
Our kids and grandkids are going to have to pay for it. Sometimes we have to stop saying no. And, you know, both Republicans and Democrats, they can get everything they want, and we're going to have to start making some tough choices. And it'll be hard.
We're learning more about the woman accused of hacking Capital One. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 33-year-old former Amazon software engineer goes by the online handle Erratic, and friends and fellow hackers say the name fits Paige Thompson, who reports say is estranged from her family and grapples with drug and emotional problems. Some say the Seattle woman is known for oversharing in online chat groups, and that she even discussed the Capital One hack weeks before her Monday arrest in connection with it. She's now being held with an August 15th detention hearing scheduled.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate has confirmed Kelly Craft to be the U.S. ambassador to the U.N. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
She fills a role left vacant since Nikki Haley's resignation in December. The chamber voted 56-34 in favor of Craft, who was the U.S. ambassador to Canada since October 2017. Five Democrats sided with Republicans in the vote. President Trump formally nominated Kraft in May after his first choice, former State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert, withdrew her name from consideration. He indicated his intention to nominate Kraft in a February tweet.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar announces a plan to allow prescription drugs from other countries to be brought into the United States.
With developments in the supply chain of how drugs are distributed both in the U.S. and abroad, and the consolidation of these big wholesalers and pharmacies around the world, there are pathways to do this safely.
Azar also says the president delivered the first decrease in drug prices in 46 years and brought $26 billion of savings to Americans by approving historic levels of generic drugs. Google is launching a new service called PlayPass that will offer hundreds of premium apps and games for a monthly fee of $4.99. Google is in the final stages of testing the service. Please remember, for more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.